This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring football right in the middle of it. We heard earlier from University of Miami and Marcus Benjamin. Now we swing up to Gainesville and take a look at the Gators that are promising. Last year at this time, a lot of people were saying, you never know. Billy may not be there. Well, he's there. They look strong. Blake Alden recovers University of Florida on a daily basis. Swamp247.com, and he's kind enough to join us. Blake, thanks so much for taking the time. Got to be a whole lot more optimism around this football team this February and in April and March than there was last year.
Yeah, I would say so. I think last year, and you can even tell from recruiting, like when Florida had all these official visitors that popped on campus in the summer, and even guys that showed up in spring, because guys do start committing in the spring. The dominoes really start to fall in the summer. And you could just tell that everyone was in wait and see mode. I think the fan base was, I think recruits were, and it's kind of night and day going into this year, just because there's different parts of optimism, obviously from last season. There's different parts of optimism when you have a guy like DJ Lagway, Florida's returning what they do just from last season. So the pieces are there. It's a tough schedule again. I think that you feel a little bit better knowing that your guy in the future in DJ Lagway got the burn and the play time that he did last year. He started in games. He's been in big situations. So I think that a lot of reasons for optimism going into this season for Florida, which is a night and day total difference from last season.
Yeah, bring up a good point about having somebody in place like a DJ Lagway, because it makes the offense a lot smoother. They had a really good recruiting class, obviously, last year, bringing in Eugene Wilson, this year bringing in somebody like Dallas Wilson, amongst others, which gives you an opportunity, especially already up front. They have a lot more veteran players up front with the kid, Kenasia Harris, who I watched in high school a lot, Austin Barber as well, Damian George. I mean, they have some talent up front offensively, and potentially over down the line next couple of years could have one of the deepest running back units around. They just picked up quite a few kids, especially now with Jaden Ball with a year under his belt. Then they pick up somebody, a couple of kids. The Treyon Webb has another year under his belt. So as far as that's concerned, offensively, they look pretty good. What do you think?
I think all the skill positions that they bring back, it's kind of a tough spring to get the clearest picture of what Florida will look like in the fall, because Lagway has been limited in the sense of he had some lingering injuries that he dealt with last year. And I think it's more of a precautionary thing this spring. You don't want your big-time quarterback getting nicked and dinged up, even though it is practice. You just make him go through the motions, take some mental reps. He's in the meetings. But even guys like you said, Treyon Webb, he dealt with an injury last year, so he's been slowly getting back into it this season. Eugene Wilson, a piece on offense that was, I think he played in three, maybe four games last year. He was able to take a red shirt. So he had surgery this past season. He's good to go this spring. So even in the defensive secondary, there's actually Florida's limited and injured list is actually pretty long this spring. So they'll need a lot of those guys to get healthy. But I think when you look at what they've returned on offense, obviously DJ Lagway is going to be the polarizing. He's the lightning rod topic. But I think when you look at what Florida had in some of these young players that stepped up, you mentioned Jaden Baugh, a guy that got a lot of play as a freshman. He's got the big size already. Florida's got that running back by committee type room. They do split the reps, but there's some promising guys there. I think that when you look at what Florida's got at wide receiver, adding a guy like J. Michael Sturdivant, he's a UCLA transfer. He's got 1 year of eligibility left. Florida wanted to get a guy that could move, had some speed, had some size. That, yes, they did get a guy like Dallas Wilson, who was one of the top wide receivers, who has that build. He's a big body guy that can move. He's got some wiggle to him, despite being like a 6'4", 6'5", type guy. Sturdivant is a guy that has played a lot of college football, so you're getting someone that has the experience. But I think one of the more exciting things, and it may not be from maybe a talking point standpoint, but Florida returned 4 or 5 offensive line starters last season. So this is a unit that was really well for DJ Lagway. They allowed him, a young guy, near the end of the season when Florida really started to turn the heat up as far as how well they were playing. DJ Lagway had a lot of time back there. Yes, he dealt with an injury, but I think the LSU game was one to where you saw a guy like that had quite a bit of time back there. So those guys are coming back. Florida will have to play maybe it's a little bit of Russian roulette with their right tackle position. Bryce Lovett is a guy that got a lot of excitement around him. But I think Florida, when you're in a league like the SEC and in college football in general, the trenches are going to take you where you want to go. So I think it's promising that Florida has an upperclassman heavy offensive line and a returning 4 or 5 starters from last season.
Yeah, you make a great point. Yeah, and you can never have enough offensive linemen, especially in a league like that, especially when you start playing all those LSUs and, you know, almost every week, there's going to be a test for you. Offense, we look at the offense, obviously they're going to be strong. Defensively, I like the secondary. I mean, Jordan Castell comes back, watched him in high school. The kid was a beast. The kid Sheriff Denson, another one, a kid from the Jacksonville area. Certainly give you two guys to start with, but there's more in the secondary, and I like that.
Definitely, and I think that the pieces are certainly there. There's experience with these guys. You know, Sharif Denson is one of those guys that had been dealing with some injury things during spring from last season. Aaron Gates, a guy that tore his ACL, I think it was in the Ole Miss game last season. So you got to expect him not to be there for the spring football. But I think when you've got a guy like Cormani McClain, a young guy that transferred from Colorado, was a walk-on last year. When Florida was dealing with injuries in the secondary last season, that was something that they dealt with near the middle to the end of the season, of sort of moving guys around, getting some younger guys that could step up. So some of these guys that maybe don't have a wealth of experience as far as game time experience, they got that last season. Some of those guys were baptized by fire. I mean, even if you see Cormani McClain last season, again, walk-on guy, and that was more due to the numbers and him being a spring transfer, but that's a highly rated guy. Devin Moore is a guy that Florida's had in their program for a while at corner. He's had a lot of starts. He's been their guy. He's just dealt with some injuries himself. So Florida's secondary, I think when you look at what they've got at safety, you mentioned Jordan Castell. He's a guy that had a really good freshman season, and I think that was him playing out of necessity. I think he had some up and down parts of last season, but he is a guy that when he's ready to play, he's ready to play. And I think when you saw how Florida started to trend towards the end of the season there, you saw guys defensively on all aspects, defensive line, linebackers, the guys on the edge, guys in the secondary, everyone started to elevate their game. Bryce Thornton was a guy in the Ole Miss game that I think had a pick or two in that game. So you saw Florida's defense, and it's not something you've been able to say, you know, whenever you think of some of these Florida teams in the past, all the way to, you know, when Will Muschamp was here, those were teams that had really good defense. Seemed like maybe when the Mullen year started and passed it, Florida could never really figure things out on defense. So I think if you're a Florida fan and you've just been like, yeah, it feels almost like you have like battered woman syndrome. If you have a game where you see the defense and they're starting to look good in against maybe an opponent that's not quite up to what you'd see in the SEC, only for not to look the same as you start going through that gauntlet in the SEC. I think whenever you saw Florida, you know, Miami comes in, puts up a boatload of offense, a boatload of points. Texas A&M does the same thing there. You kind of start to think, oh, man, like the same old on defense. They're not, you know, not playing what we thought they were going to be. But Florida's defense did start to play better after as the season went on. Ron Roberts, their defensive coordinator, they made some changes as far as who's in the booth, who's calling the plays, doing this, that, and the other. So he returns. He was a big part of that. They've got some new assistants on defense. You lose Will Harris, who went there to Miami. You add in Vinny Sinceri. You add in Deron Wilson. So there are some new pieces, and even Robert Bala, a guy that's going to be coaching inside linebackers for Florida. There's some new pieces there as far as on the coaching staff, but there are a lot of returning pieces there on defense as far as their players. So, again, another group that brings back a lot of players. I think the secondary is one where I am curious to see how things are going to go just because there are injuries. You want those guys to get those snaps in the spring. But at the end of the day, you'd much rather those guys be ready to go in the fall compared to going in the spring. So you need those guys to heal up and be ready to go for whenever the games really count.
I agree. Blake, let everybody know how they can follow you, website, and also your social media.
Yeah, at Blake_Alderman. That's my Twitter account. That's pretty much the only social media that I have that is actually useful for work. And that usually is me tweeting out a lot of links to Swamp 24/7. It's the Florida Gators website on the 24/7 Sports Network. It's a little bit of a slower week with Florida on spring break this week, but they've been going through spring football. They're having kids on campus all the time. Weekends are usually bigger. The midweeks, they have guys in there. So it's a busy time between spring football, baseball, college basketball is getting ready to start. Florida's a one seed there in March Madness. So it's a busy time for spring sports, but certainly football and football recruiting are a daily grind.
I agree. Blake, I can't thank you enough. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Blake Alderman from Swamp 247 covering the Gators as he does and does a tremendous job. And as he said, recruiting is going strong.